Looking for some reasons to appreciate NASA technology? We can give you 30,000 of them.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
30,000. That's how many people have been saved since 1982 because they had and used a personal locator beacon when their plane crashed, their boat sank, or they just plain got lost in the wilderness. These little packages connect to a dedicated system of satellite receivers and an international ground network to lead rescuers to you, wherever you are on the planet, in any weather. How did they come to be? PLBs were born out of tragedy. When two congressmen and their bush plane went missing in the Alaskan wilderness in 1972 and were never found, Congress asked for a better system for finding downed airplanes. NASA led that effort, putting radio receivers on satellites and creating the system known as SARSAT. The innovation in SARSAT was that just one receiver passing overhead could quickly triangulate a beacon's location to alert rescuers. The latest versions work differently. Your emergency transmitter listens for GPS satellites, figures out where you are, then beams that information back to one of the satellites in orbit, where it gets sent to the closest ground rescue team. So if you're ever lost, you'll become reason 30,001. For Innovation Now, this is Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.